Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now that Elon Musk owns Twitter, many tweeters have vowed to tweet no more. Musk completed his purchase of the social network late Thursday, and he immediately fired several executives at the company, including the CEO, Parag Agrawal. More changes are also likely in store for the social media platform. NPR's Bobby Allen can tell us more. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Can you walk us through what Elon Musk has done so far with Twitter?
Well, he fired the CEO of the company, as you mentioned, and other upper management. He then tweeted, quote, "The bird is free." He's, you know, expected to have a staff meeting today with Twitter employees, and that's sure to be awkward and tense, considering there was a report circulating that Musk was considering laying off 75% of the staff. Now, that's something that he's now denying, but, you know, this slash and burn rumor reasonably has a lot of Twitter employees on edge. And in terms of changes to Twitter itself, let's remember only 24 hours has passed, not even 24 hours yet. So I think we need to give it some time. But he has promised to unban controversial accounts, including former President Trump, who got booted from the platform after the January 6th siege on the Capitol. Musk, you know, also says he wants to relax content moderation rules while somehow not making it, quote, a free-for-all hellscape, which is something he said recently. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, already online safety groups and civil rights organizations and others are extremely worried that, you know, Musk is going to unleash a tsunami of bullies, hate speech, misinformation, and, you know, other sludge to make the platform really unfun to use and maybe a place where advertisers don't want to place ads anymore.
It's true. It's been less than 24 hours, but the purchase has been coming for a long time, and he has made a lot of claims about what he will do with Twitter. He's called himself a free speech absolutist, and as you say, we have seen just since the sale an increase in hate speech, racism, anti-Semitism, posted by people who seemingly are emboldened by the sale. Some of them even say that that's why they are posting those things. Do we know about his plans for content moderation?
Not exactly. We know in general terms that he wants to open up Twitter's guardrails, which now prevents from spreading on the platform things like hate speech, bullying, doxing, misinformation about health issues, and misinformation about elections. That is all banned under Twitter's current guidelines. We just don't know exactly how Musk wants to undo some of these protections, but he has consistently said that he wants Twitter to be a more open place, but this whole free speech absolutism runs headlong into making Twitter a viable business, right? Advertisers talk about this notion of brand safety, you know, that you don't want to place advertisements next to a neo-Nazi tweet, for instance. And Twitter has had a trust and safety team that has worked tirelessly, I think, to ensure that the platform is a safe place, as safe as they can make it, to keep the really horrendous stuff off of the platform, right? To draw bright red lines that say, you know what, if you're going to use this as a megaphone to amplify like pseudoscience about vaccine safety, we are going to ban you. Will Musk reset all of that? Perhaps, but if he goes too far, he's going to see advertisers flee in droves. And at the end of the day, advertising is how Twitter butters its bread.
There's also the question that you alluded to earlier of what may happen with the staff, because there were reports of a draft letter from Musk employees and where they not only pushed back on the plans to cut staff, but they demanded respect. They didn't want to be fired based on race, gender, political beliefs. They said, quote, they didn't want to be treated as mere pawns in a game played by billionaires. Is it possible he may also face a staff revolt?
I mean, it is possible, but it's hard to really sort of paint with a broad brush because Twitter is a big place, right? Some 7,500 people work there. There's a lot of mixed opinions. Job security, though, is definitely a number one concern inside of the company. And I will note here, November 1st, so Monday, is a key date for employees because that's when they are due to get a compensation payout. This compensation plan is vesting on that day. And Musk, as part of this acquisition, agreed to make that payment to employees. It could total more than $100 million. But now there is some concern inside of the company that Musk is going to fire people before making the payment. That certainly is within his power. and that definitely would save him some money. It, you know, would almost be sure to guarantee some kind of legal fight. But the will he fire hundreds or thousands of employees before, you know, making this big compensation payout is a question that I think is on the minds of a lot of people inside of the company right now. We're going to find out what he does in a matter of days.
NPR's Bobby Allen talking to us about Twitter. Bobby, thanks so much.
Thank you.
One unique feature of Twitter, which perhaps makes it worth tens of billions of dollars, is the fact that even though most people don't use it, it remains very influential. You may not be on the platform, but journalists at the news outlets you follow probably are. And that affects the news you consume. There are also politicians and business leaders posting and following conversations. Femi Okey, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, joins us to talk about how Twitter affects even non-users. Femi, hello.
Hi there, Deepa. How are you doing?
I am good, thanks. So to get us started, Femi, you spoke to Mike Anani, a professor of communication and journalism at the University of Southern California, about the role Twitter plays in guiding the news today. And he made the point to you that Twitter's not the biggest social platform, but it does have one really important role. Let's take a listen.
Where Twitter's power comes from is in how news media and how journalists pay attention to what happens on Twitter. How journalism amplifies what happens on Twitter. So to the extent that Twitter is a powerful social media platform, it's only as powerful as the news media lets it be.
Okay, guilty as charged. That's pretty much how I get my news and bring some of those things to our daily news meetings. But tell us more about how Mike's take on how the news media uses Twitter affects non-users.
So here's a really good example. There wasn't an official announcement that Elon Musk now owns Twitter, but he posted on Twitter, journalists saw it on Twitter, they made those connections, they connected the dots. So even if you're not on Twitter and you're doing that deliberately, you're experiencing your story secondhand. So posts are turned into news and trends, challenges make it onto the air, movements are spotted online and then become news. And then would-be newsmakers see that Twitter is quite powerful and then go on Twitter trying to make the news so it becomes circular.
Mm. But, you know, we're seeing now many users saying they just may quit because Elon Musk owns it. Do you think that could really happen? And could that
it's
lead
happening.
Twitter to lose? It is. So could it lead Twitter
already.
To lose some of its influence?
Let me give you a couple of examples. So Very Asian Eric says, how long before all the Twitter employees responsible for keeping Twitter a safe and sane environment also are let go? I'm going to stay until the midterms are over. Told you about the power of Twitter right there.
Mm-hmm.
But if Twitter becomes a cesspool of MAGA trolls tweeting hate and disinformation, I'll be one of the customers Elon loses. Many, many tweets about that, but also triumphant tweets deeper. Jacob Alvord says, Twitter is back, baby. Can't wait for actual freedom of speech on here. And a very popular tweet, free Trump.
Okay, so I mean, that's one of the things, right? Like Twitter users can say whatever they want now. You spoke to a high-profile former member of Twitter's board before Musk's acquisition about the acquisition. What were her thoughts on where the company might now be headed?
So I spoke to Ngozi Nkoja-Uwela, who is the head of the World Trade Organization. She stepped down from the board of Twitter when she took on that role. But we had a contact this morning, and this is what she told me, that Twitter has become a platform that gives voice to world leaders and policymakers. It's reached billions with its message and can reach billions with its message. And that knowledge, that should help make the world a better place. And she ends with, this is her hope and dream for the social platform. That's what she hopes for.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's so much to unpack here, but really the free speech idea that Musk says he's going to create, Mike Anani pushed back on that when you talked to him.
There's no such thing as a neutral platform, as an open space for all kinds of free speech. And in a lot of ways, in the last 5 to 8 years, social media and Twitter especially has invested a lot in trying to figure out how to create what they call healthy conversations.
Unpack that for us a bit. What does it mean that no platform can be truly neutral?
platforms are built by people who have opinions. And so some of their opinions get into the algorithm, some of their opinions. For instance, if you're monitoring and you're checking what is good speech, what is bad speech, what is hate speech, who does that? A person actually does that. So that's why any social platform can't be truly neutral. It's about the users. I'm just looking at something that Elon Musk tweeted just a little while ago, and he said, let the good times roll. So it's going to be really intriguing to see his idea of what a good time is. There's a meme that's circulating right now, Deepa, and it's Elon Musk as chief twit. And the users are saying on Twitter, you can't get in trouble on Twitter if you own Twitter. I'm not so sure if that is true, but who is going to reprimand the chief twit? That is something that we're going to be watching very carefully over the next coming weeks and months.
Femi Oke, thank you so much. She's the host of Al Jazeera English's The Stream. Thanks, Femi.
You're welcome, Deepa. Take care.